In the 1940s, Rockingham Park was the place to be. Trains packed with Bostonians pulled right up to the grandstand. 79-year-old Charlotte Hamilton saw it all. Her father was a starter at the track, and she practically grew up there. When she was 10, she rode in a plow horse derby for local kids. Her dad let her use a horse from the stables.
I had a horse, and his name was Major, and he was 17 hands high. He had no bridle. I had a hunk of rope around his nose, up around his neck, no saddle, and they dropped a flag, okay, and everybody took off. My horse, Major, turned around and went the other way. I'm sure my father, my poor father, was so embarrassed.
Serious, regular thoroughbred racing had only been going on for about a decade. There were a few illegal races back when Rockingham Park was first built in 1906. Then, in the 1930s, new owner Lou Smith convinced lawmakers to legalize racing at the Rock. During his 36-year tenure, track revenues, on average, made up 20% of the state's general fund appropriations. But things have changed in many ways, says Hamilton.
I have ever so many memories. I could cry right now because of the deplorable condition of the barn area. You know, that's a lot of acres over there going to waste, going to rot.
But even back in the 1940s, most racetracks, like Rockingham Park, were on borrowed time.
It's clear that there's been a big change over the past 60 or 70 years.
That's David Schwartz. He's a gambling historian at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas.
In the 1950s, it's still fairly strong, but it's beginning to weaken. In the 60s, as TV becomes more widespread, you really start to see that shift, and that really manifests itself in the 70s and 80s.
I don't have the credits yet.
If there's anyone who appreciates TV, it's Larry Seaman. He's program director at Salem Community Television. He's editing a segment for broadcast. Seaman grew up just over the border in Haverhill.
I remember listening on my little transistor radio, and they would always broadcast the last race of the day.
And for an 18-year-old in the early 70s, The Rock was still the place to be.
And actually, I think you had to be 21 to get in. But I was in with my brothers who were of age, and they took me in, and I was awed at the facility. It was really something special.
One of the oldest thoroughbred racetracks in the country is in ruins this morning. Rockingham Park in Salem, New Hampshire is the victim. And
in 1980, fire gutted the grandstand. The owners sold to Rockingham Venture, and they built the red-roofed grandstand that greets visitors today.
We're sitting just past the finish line, looking out on the racetrack.
Company president Ed Callahan sits in a room full of empty seats and stacked chairs. It's the quietest place here. Dust covers everything. The track is barren, with paint peeling off crooked signs. This is where racing fans once cheered their horses.
The sun's shining. It's about 80-75, and out here it's like a wind tunnel. Wow.
Today, workers use the area as a shortcut to go outside on their smoke breaks. Abandoned buildings and empty stables litter the 170-acre site. Callahan says he's doing the best he can to keep it all up on a tight income. He says things were going well when Rockingham Park reopened in the 80s, but it was crippled in the 90s when other states started allowing slots and casinos at racetracks. With that extra cash, they could offer much bigger purses.
Well, at that time, we were offering about $100,000 a day in purses. To be competitive, we had to be in about $180,000, $200,000 a day range.
So they switched to harness racing about 10 years ago, where horses pull jockeys riding in carts. That ended in 2010, when the state cut the Racing Commission's regulatory funding.
Give me a $1 key chart, 128.
9 and 3, and 9 and 10.
Today, simulcasting is the last vestige of horse racing at the old track. Stacy Rudolph and Maureen Erickson have been working here for 25, 30 years. They handle the simulcasting bets.
Do you know how to gamble?
Yes, you should come and see us. We'll train you how to bet the horses.
You know, you just put them in. This here, you got to pick out your horse, and you develop a little fanship for it. You should check
it out. The influence and prestige of Rockingham Park was at its peak from the 1930s through the 60s. Seabiscuit raced here, and so did one of Bing Crosby's horses. Louis B. Mayer, Wilt Chamberlain, and the Crown Prince of Liechtenstein made appearances. And for now, with no new casino on the horizon, Callahan says they'll just have to keep doing the best they can. But eventually, the owners might have to consider taking the rock in a different direction. For NHPR News, I'm Amanda Loader.